Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
I do have some questions. I always have questions on a Friday. Something to ponder across the weekend.
Wonderful.
It's a lull in the conversation at some stage across the weekend. You can just spend that lull pondering one of my questions.
Or asking people around you if you can't answer them yourself.
By all means. Now, if you have any answers, feel free to call us 13 12 16 or hit us up on our Facebook page, Hit South Queensland. Any questions that Gabby hasn't already answered? Because, Gab, you're super keen to answer as many of these as possible.
I love answering questions. It's my pastime. It's my hobby.
All right. Well, how about this one? How long do you think it took for the inventor of the toilet seat to get in trouble for leaving it up?
It was probably a woman, so never.
No, that works. I haven't actually... I don't know who invented the toilet
seat. You just assumed it was a man.
No, I didn't assume. I just thought that was funny. If an octagon has eight sides and an octopus has eight legs...
Yes.
Why isn't October the eighth month of the year?
I know, and I get that, and it bugs me.
There's nothing about October that, apart from the octopus, that refers to eight. It's got seven letters in it, even. Why couldn't they just add an extra letter?
Octobers.
Maybe.
October.
Maybe.
So many options.
There are so many options. Well, just with an extra R on the end.
Oh, yeah.
October.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm a thinker. How many conversations do you think in the past week have gone like this? Have you seen it? It's awesome. What is?
Oh, it's the movie.
Yeah.
We've had that a few times.
We have.
Like, it's meant to be scary. What is?
What is? I don't understand what's going on here.
Yep.
What's my name? Hey, why do people that complain online always start with, to whom it may concern, I don't want to complain, but...
Here's my complaint.
Here's my complaint. You do want to complain.
You
that's
do.
Why you're jumping online you to did. Type this rant.
If you didn't want to complain, you wouldn't complain.
Yeah, that's right. If I don't want to complain, I don't complain. It's quite simple. I don't go, hey, I don't want to talk, but here I go. No, I don't. It doesn't
Maybe
work.
Maybe they think it lessens the blow. Like, it takes the blame out of it on their behalf. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to be rude, but... And
Here's
then you can't get
rude.
In trouble.
Well, you can.
You can.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. One last one. Can a doctor write themselves a sick certificate?
I think so.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Is it morally okay to do that?
Like, I wouldn't write myself a certificate all the time. I'd have to become a doctor first. That might take some time.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, come on. We all know I'm the intelligent one out of the two of us.
All right, in 4 years' time... We'll see how you're going with your studies.
Is it only four?
Oh, it's longer than that. I just mean we'll see how you're going in 4 years.
I'll still be in first year. I'll still be trying to enrol in the first year. Who are we kidding?
Ashley Bynes has come under a bit of fire. So you might know Ashley Bynes. She's a Gold Coast fitness guru.
Yep.
She has a huge following on Instagram and things like that. She does the Ashley Bynes Bikini Body Challenge, so you can get her fitness regimes online and follow her fitness instructions in order to get that bikini body and whatnot. Well, she also has a gym on the Gold Coast, and she did a bit of a Snapchat the other day where you could see her car parked in the disabled parking in front of her gym while she was doing it.
Yep.
And everyone was a little up in arms about it, and everyone's freaking out about it, and she has responded to all of the uproar.
Mm.
So she actually Snapchatted her response yesterday, and she said, "We don't have any members at my gym with a disability."
Yeah, right.
So those parking spaces are never used. If, however, someone were to join my gym that has a disability, or if someone injured their leg but was still attending the gym, of course I wouldn't park there.
Yeah.
But if they're not being used, I'm going to park there.
Yeah, right.
That's paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much what she said. And everyone's kind of like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
Right.
And there's been a bit of a debate going online. Let's keep in mind as well that her gym is in like a shopping complex. So it's one of those complexes where it's like a horseshoe of horses and a car park in the middle. So out front of each individual shop, there's two disabled car parks and then normal car parking in the middle. And so you would argue that those parks could be used for other shops, not just her gym.
Yeah, that is very, very
true.
Even
though they're allocated for her gym.
Yeah. And she doesn't own the property or anything like that, I would assume.
Well, you would never own the car park if it's a car park that's used for multiple shopping areas.
No, that's right.
So, yeah, so she definitely doesn't own it, no. Mm. But there is a big debate going online, like she's saying they're never used, so I don't see a problem. And other people are saying, well, you never know when someone's going to want to use them.
No.
Like if someone with a disability does need that car parking spot in order to get to the gym because they haven't signed up yet, but they're willing to sign up.
Yep.
Like, you don't know when they're going to show up.
No, that's very true. And they're not using it right now because your car's parked in it.
Exactly.
So that's the other issue.
But I want to know, 13, 12, 16, what you think about this. If they're not being used, is that an opportunity to use it yourself? Like, if you know that it's not going to happen, or should they always be left free? Always, 24/7, no matter what.
I think it's the same if some shopping centres have spaces for ambulances and some have it for other emergency services, whether it's the police or whatever, dedicated spots. If there's a police car not in it, it's not being used, can you then park it? No, you can't.
That would be very bad.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, it's probably the same deal.
Mm. 13, 12, 16, though, what do you think on this debate that's happening online at the moment?
We got Travis on the line. What do you think, mate?
I reckon that she shouldn't be parking there because if you or I park there, we'd get fined for parking in the disabled zone.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering why she hasn't been fined. Like, I know that she owns the business it's in front of, but she doesn't own that car parking space.
Because no one's called up the traffic people about it.
Well, yeah. I feel like they will now.
Yeah.
If she's game enough to park there from this point on, I think she's a little bit silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Mm. All right. So, well, yeah, fair call. If, you know, if...
It's rules are rules.
Rules are rules. And if we're not allowed to do it, she's not allowed to do it.
If you don't have a disability permit to park there, you shouldn't be parking there. That's it.
Exactly right.
Fair call, Travis. Thank you very much for that. Have a good day. We'll move across to Jake now. So what do you think about this parking in a disabled car park business?
So I disagree with it. I drive a larger car than some, and normal-sized car parks just don't normally accommodate me. I've got to sort of squeeze out between cars, but... disabled car parks being what, I'd never see myself parking in them, and I completely disagree with it.
So you...
Even if they're not being used, yeah, there's no need to use it. There's plenty of other ones there.
So even though it would be easier for you to park there, or for anyone to park there, because it's normally the closest one
to
the door,
out
of respect for the people that need those car spaces, you shouldn't park there.
100%. Yeah. Where I work at a tyre store, and we get lots of, obviously, customers come in, and we don't have any disabled parks. So I generally sort of wave the customer into where they shouldn't park so that they can get out of their car if they've got, you know, a wheelchair or a walker or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you.
No, nice one.
Yeah.
All right, mate, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Well, there you go. So people are basically saying, nah, shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I think she's definitely on the wrong side of the law when it comes to this, and hopefully she's learned her lesson.
Okay.
Gut fillers.
This is where we love to throw out some interesting facts that you might be able to use in your general day today. So if there's a lull in conversation, no matter who you're talking to, it could be mum on the phone and you don't have anything else to chat about.
Yeah.
Could be in a business meeting and everyone's a little bit awkward and quiet on a first date.
Yes.
Just throw these out and they're like icebreakers.
Yeah, or even just meeting new people in the pub or whatever. This could be your sort of your icebreaker if you're thinking, hey, that person over there, they're pretty hot. I'm going to go up there and instead of doing the standard...
Hello.
Yeah. Just going to throw out an awesome fact and it's going to wow them and you never know.
This could be the start of something beautiful.
It could be my, you know, my new husband or wife that I'm meeting.
You never know. Don't hold your breath, but it's a possibility.
Oh, yeah. It may not happen.
No.
Give it a go.
All right. Well, let's get into it. So I found this one really interesting, but the reason the taste of artificial banana flavouring doesn't taste like actual bananas.
Yes.
Is because it's based on a type of banana that was wiped out by a plague in the 50s.
Then rework the recipe.
No, but everyone loves the artificial banana flavour. And we can't get that in actual bananas anymore, so why would you get rid of it?
Because it doesn't taste like a banana.
It tastes like an banana, but not the banana.
Yes.
Did I lose you on that one?
Yeah, you kind of did.
Let's go to the next fact.
If they're saying it's banana, make it taste like a nowadays banana.
Not a 50s banana.
Not a 50s banana.
Did you know, moving on, that the national animal of Scotland
yes.
is a unicorn?
Is it?
How is that possible?
Do they have a lot of them up there?
Well, they must.
Oh,
I'm surprised it's not the Loch Ness Monster, because
no.
It's just as plausible.
Yeah. Well, come on. We all know Nessie's real.
Next fact. Did you know Australia has over 10,000 beaches? So you could visit a new beach every day for over 27 years.
That would be so cool.
Is that awesome?
Challenge
I want to do a
accepted.
Tour of the beaches.
Yeah.
I reckon that'd be sweet as.
Yeah, that would be awesome. But let's give that a go.
I think we should. I
you
think
start.
We need to start. No, we'll do it together. I'll do a show from a new beach every day for 27 years.
Wow.
Whew. That's a long day.
I've been here for long enough already. Don't give me another 27 on top. Please.
Also, the last fact for today.
Yes.
There is an uninhabited island in the Bahamas known as Pig Beach, which is populated entirely by swimming pigs.
Swimming pigs.
How cool is that?
That is pretty cool.
I want to go there too.
It was given away by the name of the beach, but that's okay.
Oh, you never know. I'm sure there's like Dinosaur Beach somewhere as well. Doesn't mean there's swimming dinosaurs.
Doesn't it? Have you been there?
There's Unicorn Beach in Scotland, I'm sure.
Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.